Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Special guests on the show. One is from Mullingar, that'd be Dimpna Little. Other one is from Laois, Mary Claire Fitzpatrick. They have joined forces to make their very own podcast, Herself and Herself. Out every Tuesday from wherever you get your podcasts. Even if it is from Big Mick at the Clara Market, he will have a copy of Herself and Herself.
He's very well connected, that man.
And despite being from the Midlands, you've abandoned your posts above in Dublin with the big jobs, isn't that right, Dimpna?
Yeah, only for a few hours, can't wait to get home, fucking friends as I'm sitting here.
I have fully moved up. I am a Dublin resident. I was going to call myself a Dub there. Felt a bit funny in my mouth, so I won't say that. But I am living in Dublin now full time, so I've adjusted a bit more. I've acclimatized.
Sorry.
Thanks very much.
How do you find living in Dublin?
Yeah, it's grand. Like Richard's from Monaghan and I'm from Laois, so it is the kind of natural go between for us. So I don't mind it now. I've been up here since college, like more or less. So yeah, I've gotten used to it. And it's grand. Even though Dipna has to come from Mullingar and I have to only come on a Lewis, somehow I'm still late pretty much.
Yeah, I'm always here half an hour early.
But it's fine because you've got more time to ruminate on all the funny stuff we're going to talk about.
I just come up because in this kind of the studio and the canteen, there's always like famous people. So
You got famous people watched yourself today because we were in the canteen and someone comes over to me and says, I'm so sorry, is that Joanne McNally? I said, it's not, it's actually the Mullingar's answer to Joanne.
I think it's the top. I was like,
I think it's the face, Dimpna.
No. Oh.
Dimpna, how often does this happen that you are confused
all
for
day,
Joanne?
Every day. All day, every day, Dave. And they're like, is it her or is it not her? And then I say something and it's not funny and they're like, no, it's not her. It's not her.
Do you think you would reach out to Joanne to try and leverage this into some sort of a connection with her down the line?
I think she's aware that there's an Aldi version clone of her somewhere in the country. She does comment and stuff on things, but I think I'd be a good like decoy. If her schedule was full, I could go to the opening of an Aldi as her.
Or a Lidl.
And get paid hefty.
Wherever the middle aisle will take us, as we've learned on the show so far.
You could be in danger though. If you know the way there's some presidents that have body doubles and they are prepared to take a bullet for the president, are you prepared to take a bullet for Joanne McNally?
I do it. I've learned all the life lessons I have to learn, and so I'm ready to go at any point.
You'd be prepared to take a glass of Prosecco anyway?
Yeah.
So
I'll take
a bullet or a glass of Prosecco, one of the other. Can we talk about the podcast titles, Herself and Herself podcast? Daniel O'Donnell and the American Willies. And No Knickers in the Shawshank Redemption. Only a few episodes in and the titles are hitting hard. Care to explain to those who are not familiar with the podcast yet? Or you can plead the fifth and don't explain anything.
Well, listen, Dave, I think if you listen to the podcast, it makes absolutely perfect sense. But no, the titles are great. They've been the mastermind of our wonderful producer, Ed, who has been having great fun taking bits and pieces of what we said throughout the show and coming up with funny titles. But yeah, we've talked about Knickers. We've talked about Daniel O'Donnell. We've talked about Shawshank. And we've talked about, what was the last thing you said?
Oh, the American Willies.
Yeah, we did.
So, but she's an expert, so she likes talking about.
Absolutely, yeah, that and Daniel. No, but they're great. We meander a lot. We tend to just go from this, that, and the other, and everything in between. So it does all fit together. Yeah. But the title itself, Herself and Herself, it was kind of, we both had an experience where, like the little thing, like the Joanne thing, where the odd time people might go, I kind of know that person from somewhere. Oh, that's herself. Or maybe it's not. Mm. Maybe it's someone else I'm thinking of. It's kind of that middle ground. Yeah. So we're both, it's kind of that's herself and I'm herself. And I think it fits. And we'll see how it goes anyway.
Yeah.
Herself and Herself. Them being Dimpna Little and Mary Claire Fitzpatrick. Actually have gathered some data on their names. You know, the CSO baby names came out. Was it last week or the week before?
I think it was the week before. We had great fun with that.
I have dived into, is there many Dimpnas or Mary Claires? The results are shocking. Mary Claire, no data for you. Doesn't even come up. But you've an idea of where your name came from.
Well, yeah. So I am named after a ex-contestant on Winning Streak from the early 90s. This is 100% true. So my oldest two siblings, my sisters are named after my grannies. My brother is named after my granddad. So my mum was pregnant with me. They were like, there's no grannies left. So what do we do if this one's a girl? And she was pregnant with my brother, and my dad was watching Winning Streak, and if someone from Sligo or somewhere, I think she didn't even spin the big wheel, which makes it a little bit sadder. And he said, if this one's a girl, we'll call it Mary Claire. My brother was born, named after Granddad John, of course. And then four and a half years later, they stuck with the random Winning Streak contestant. So somewhere out there, I'm sure there's a man with a mustache we can probably clarify this with, but I am supposed named after a Winning Streak contestant. So there you go. Unless she's somewhere on that form, I don't know. Maybe she's already gone. But yeah, I'm named after a Winning Streak contestant.
If she's listened to this, please get in contact with the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I was just going to say, because you said she was from Sligo, is the lore you have, is it, that this woman contestant
I think
Sligo?
So. But there's also, this is also coming from a man who pretended for most of my childhood that the reason he lost half his finger was from picking his nose. So I wouldn't take it absolutely now at the same time.
Dimpna, on your name, I have found no evidence on any Dimpna's been born since 1994. Would that check out?
Good. Good. The name needs to die now. It's no one can say it or spell it or anything. We're done. We're done. I did meet a Dimpna before. She was 80 something, actually. And that's the only Dimpna I ever met before, so.
The woman you met who was in her 80s, though, you can clarify you weren't named after her. That was just a random meeting that you had.
That was a random meeting, yeah. No, I was named after St. Dimpna, who's saint of mental illness. So.
Okay.
So, you know, absolutely guaranteed a few mental illnesses along the way.
But she'll look after you.
Whenever she wants to step on in and help me, I'm ready.
It really does make sense now why the podcast is herself and herself and not after your names, because it can cause so many problems. But herself, yeah, honey, and yeah, herself, honey. Dimpna and Marie Claire, otherwise known as Dimpna and Mary Claire. Thank you so much. Continued success. We love watching you, and now we love listening to you.
Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
And sorry again to Athlone. You're actually grand.
We cut that part out because it was too blasphemous, and Athlone is a great place. Dimpna Little, Mary Claire Fitzpatrick, herself and herself, wherever you get your podcasts, they're out every Tuesday. That is certainly a first, being named after a Winning Streak contestant.
I'd like to see more of that used in naming babies, and maybe when we get to the CSO stats for 2026, Winning Streak names, Mary, will pop up a bit more.
Just throw on the telly, whoever is going good on Winning Streak, RIP to the game show, that's who you take.
Hey! Dave and Fionnuala
with Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.